I've been having trouble getting excited about the 2016 elections. Not that the candidates haven't been trying. I mean, they're out there exuding authenticity every day, being realer than real, being so much like us. They're probably more like us than we are, except for one thing. They live in a world where every workday, they spend at least 4 hours on a phone raising money. And that really bothered this man.
I'm going to have 535 letters strapped to the landing gear in boxes. And those letters are going to be addressed to every member of Congress.
This is Doug Hughes, the 61-year-old mailman from Ruskin, Florida, who taught himself to fly a one-man gyrocopter and managed to land it on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol.
I have carefully planned it so that nobody will get hurt, including me, especially me.
Oh, that engine sounds super safe. Anyway, he called a reporter for the Tampa Bay News and made this video and even alerted the Secret Service about what he planned to do. But why? What message could be so urgent that he would risk being shot out of the sky? Well, the message that the time has come for U.S. politicians to stop the political prostitution.
To build a wall of separation between the government and big money so that government will represent the people.
And his letter to Congress was actually quite reasonable. Campaign finance reform is the cornerstone of building an honest Congress, he wrote, and no individual should be allowed to spend hundreds of millions to influence an election, unquote. But it became a national security story, as in, how did he evade the radar? Where were the Apache helicopters? If a mailman from Florida can do this, the terrorists will be next. Now, had he been Jeff Bezos in an Amazon drone delivering an oversized check, Congress might have listened. But instead, Doug came across as a visitor from another planet. Although, considering the alternate universe beneath that dome, not a bad metaphor.